Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you're involved in politics in any way, as a voter, as a partisan, as a TV viewer, you may recall that one of the nastiest things you could do is call people sheeple. You remember that from last year? All the people you didn't like who were following the other side were sheeple. And that was a pejorative term that was thrown around loosely at both sides. Lots of pejorative terms have been used throughout history. Who here would call himself or herself a Christian? Okay, got a couple of hands raised. In the first century, that was a derogatory term. The people who followed Jesus called themselves followers of the way. In some instances, they just called themselves good Jews. But the Romans and people who did not like the Jesus movement called them Christians. During the Reformation, the people who broke with Rome were called Protestants, except protested. So these negative terms have continued in use. Now, I'm not saying that sheeple is going to become a positive term, but if you are a member of the body of Christ, if you are a member of the community of the faithful, you are sheeple. That's it. So why do I say this? Jesus this morning in the passage from John seems to be annoyed. People are asking him, when are you going to tell us you're the Messiah? And he's had it with them because he's been telling them that. He's been doing his signs, his wonders. He's been teaching. He's been preaching. He's been walking amongst the people. That wasn't good enough. Maybe they wanted a neon sign. But actions matter in the Christian church. So there are a couple of things I really know nothing about. One is ovine biology and care. A sheep. But I've been around sheep a couple of times in my life. And I've seen a sheep shearing up close and personal. And for the sheep, it is not pleasant. They want to get up and move. But we know that sheep need to be shorn because they cannot walk around with all of that wool on their bodies. The other thing I will claim not to know much about is Catholicism. I've never been a Catholic, but this past week, it's kind of hard for us to have missed news about the Catholic Church. Everybody's aware we've got a new Pope, Leo XIV, known to some as Pope Bob. But people are excited about him. Why? Because he was doing some of the things that his predecessor did. And he did that throughout his ministry. When he served as a bishop down in Peru, out in the outback. When floods hit, he went and ministered to the people. Jesus talks about being a good shepherd. And that was an image that really resonated with his followers. So, what image would Jesus use today? I'm the good doctor. I'm the good accountant. I'm the good data processor. I'm the good real estate agent. We all define ourselves by our jobs. But Jesus goes deeper. Jesus has claimed each and every one of us. So I was going to talk a little bit about the girl that we're baptizing this morning. And you've seen Victoria in previous weeks. She is an adorable little girl. She beams. And when I met with her and her mom last week, we met here in the sanctuary, I saw just how inquisitive she was. She liked to reach out to things and touch them. She really wanted to claim her mom's phone. And her mom was good about saying, no, you can't do that. And then I did not know this until I met with her. But Victoria could walk. So she picked her up and put her down on the floor, and she toddled away. And I thought, God help mom. But watching a young child walk is a gift from God. Parents all know that. I could tell embarrassing stories, but I won't do that. Well, maybe I'll tell just one. It wasn't really embarrassing. But if you remember being a parent, if you are a parent or have been one, you remember two big developments in your young child's life is their first word and their first step. Which would you want to happen first? Well, with Chip, we were lucky. He talked first. And this is where I'll be nice and not say anything about you haven't stopped talking since. But he waited a while before he got up and walked. Now, there was another small child in our community about his age, and Matthew walked before he talked. Now, just think about caring for a little person who does not communicate verbally. They want to go. They don't want to talk. And Matthew ultimately talked. And he kept talking. He also kept walking. But if you're a shepherd, and this is not me saying that my kids are sheep, you've got to keep an eye out for each and every member of the flock. It's not easy. There's a reason shepherds in the West, at least, have sheepdogs, who are pretty incredible animals. I've seen them at work out at the Shaker Museum. They make sure all of the sheep stay with the flock. We are sheep. We stray. We need God to look out for us. Now, you may think, I'm okay. I don't need a shepherd. I'm fine by the way myself. I can do it all on my own. The news is, you can't. John Donne, the famous English poet, once wrote those words, you all know, no man is an island. He's right. As much as we might want to do everything by ourselves and on our own, we cannot. We need a community. And that's the importance of the church. So a member of our congregation commented to me this morning that we've got some really talented people here. And she's right. It's another reason I hope you'll join us for coffee after the service. There's some really tasty stuff set out. And if you're crazy and don't want to help yourself to scones, there's plenty of cut fruit out there too. There's something for everyone, which is the way the church should be. So I'm going to encourage you to take a moment to look out these windows. It's nice to enjoy the sunshine, to see the blooms on the trees. If you really like construction, you can look out those windows. But all of this is a gift from God. And we could not have made any of that by ourselves. Think about that. Think about the gifts God has given you. And yes, I'll say it again. Thank your mother. Your mother did a lot for you. A lot of things you probably will never know. But she didn't do that because she wanted to be a martinet or lay down the law, but because she loved you. And for those of you who still have mothers, she still loves you. So back to the question about who you're calling sheeple. I don't know. I know for my job security, it would be good for me to not call you sheeple. But what if Jesus is calling you sheeple? And he's not doing it because he wants to be derogatory, because he wants to cast some pejorative at you. What if you are Jesus' sheeple? Because he sees each and every one of us as a prized lamb in his flock. Think about that. Think about it and thank God for loving us, each and every one of us. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of this day, and we thank you for the gift of the spring. We thank you for all the blessings in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.